Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hey guys.
Hello.
What's up guys?
Hello. All right, this one.
Mm-hmm. We need to do a shout out on this one. Yep.
There we go.
Forgot about that. We were supposed to do it in the last one.
Oh.
I forgot. So just gonna do it here. Yep. We're gonna do a weekly shout out. Mm-hmm. We are doing a show called Kevin's English Room Podcast Plus.
Yes.
It's exclusive on Amazon Music.
Yes.
It's a spinoff version of this show. It's a 5-minute show where we answer English questions we get from our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be educational. You know, you might be able to learn something, you know, bring it home, tell your kids.
Yeah.
You know, brag about what you learn to your friends.
Yeah.
You can tell your partner.
Yeah.
About what you learn on the show.
You can maybe make new friends.
Make new friends.
Through
bragging English.
Yes.
Yep. And great way to make friends, by the way.
Yeah.
Brag about your English skills.
Yeah.
And I don't know where this is headed, but I'm going to keep going. It's free. All you have to do is download Amazon Music. And even though the name is, you know, I thought Kevin's English Room Podcast Plus was kind of a confusing name because a lot of services that has the word plus on there, it's usually paid.
Oh.
It's usually 유료.
True.
Right?
Like, you know.
Like YouTube Plus. Well, that's not the name of the
But a lot
of service with the word plus on it.
True.
Right? And ours is capitalized. So that makes it even more like.
Oh, that's true.
More like. Expensive, but it's actually free. Like we're not. Yeah, it's you can listen to it. All you have to do is download free. Amazon Music
maybe
and just look for the show.
You like having in your room podcast free.
Okay, that's one idea. We do have to consider if that's actually, if that's actually makes sense.
Yeah,
but we'll have that. We'll accept that as one of the candidates.
Okay,
you know,
please,
one of the candidates could be free.
That's fine.
But. I will say that the word plus did make it confusing.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry about that.
Mm.
But it's free.
It's free.
Yeah. So go ahead and download Amazon Music if you're interested, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Yeah.
True. Think about that. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is from Tomo-san.
Tomo-san.
Thank you.
Hello.
Aslamapagi. That's a.
Who was that?
Indonesian?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kevin san, Yama-chan, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Tomo desu. Watashi wa ima Indonesia. Oh, yeah. Indonesia de 2 kagetsu no ryugaku chuu desu.
Okay.
現地の大学の先生と英語でやり取りをして疑問に思ったことがあるので、初めてメッセージを送りました。日本で話しているときに、いいことも悪いことも否定で入る文が多い気がします。
Where?
日本で話
す。日本で、あ、okay, okay, yeah.
例えば、昨日は雨だったけど、今日は晴れたね。とか、
うん、
多分こうだと思うんだけど、確信はないな。とかです、
うん。
なるほど。いいことも悪いことも否定で入る文が多い。
Okay.
うん、この感覚のまま英語で喋ると、英語でバッとなどを多用してしまいがちになります。そうすると、日本語よりも否定的に聞こえてしまいますか？そもそも日本語みたいに多分こうだと思うんだけどみたいな何々けどの表現はあまり使わないのでしょうか、毎回毎回でものように何でも否定する人に聞こえてないか不快にさせてないかが不安です、インドネシアの暮らしは心細いことも多いですが KR のポッドキャストを聞くとなんだかほっこりした気分になりますこれからも落ち着く会話と切り替えが異常な締めの挨拶を楽しみにリスナーとして応援しています
、うん、All rightI do want to listen to how that person actually talks in order for me to really decide if that person's talking way too negatively or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of phrases, right? There's a lot of ways of talking with ending or starting your sentences with a hite. And it's okay.
It's okay.
Well, I do that a lot, right?
So, for example, 昨日は雨だったけど今日晴れた。It was raining yesterday, but it's sunny today.
That's great. And that doesn't sound like a negative person.
Mm.
Ultimately, you're saying something very positive.
Right.
So, I think it depends on like what you're ultimately trying to say, like what your ultimate message is.
Mm.
Like, for example, that was like, today is sunny is the...
primary message, right? So, which is positive. So, that's a positive mindset. I don't think you'd be labeled as a negative guy if that's your ultimate goal of message.
True.
So, yeah.
It's sunny today, but yesterday was raining. And tomorrow will be raining too.
See, that's negative. Yeah. That's kind of dark.
Right if there, you say so. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the word batto itself isn't like negative one.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it really depends on the way you use it. Right? So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Do you think in Japan we... Like if you compare to English or in the United States, do you think people often say or like start phrase begin with demo or like yeah or those?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel like when I speak in English, I do feel a little bit more. I'm talking more. その否定文を入らない is what I feel.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that. Yeah. Like, well, including me, when we do a conversation in Japanese, I sometimes notice myself using demo at the very beginning of the phrase, and I use demo many times, then it's not something, you know, that doesn't sound very... kind or like very like warm, so I have to change using that or stop using that, so right demo. But when you want to say the same phrase in English, it like automatically demo nuance will be gone.
True. Like even though
right
has a different nuance to it. Although has a different nuance to it.
Right.
So,
So maybe you don't have to worry about this.
Yeah. And I don't think just because the Japanese language uses the word demo a lot means that the Japanese are more negative. I don't think that.
Yeah.
Just how the language is kind of built to say that demo word a lot. So, and the communication style of Japan is like that. So I guess it's, I wouldn't worry. I'm not worried about it too much, though.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Is that what, you think this is what she's talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, see, people tell me that, like, you end so frequently, but like so suddenly. But like, was it sudden? It was like, you know, we came to a conclusion, right?
Yes.
And I think it was a good stopping point, right? It was one chapter.
Yeah.
And we kind of finished it, right?
True.
There's nothing hanging.
Yeah.
So I don't I don't know how. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You have to stop at a certain point.
Right.
At some point.
You know, trying to keep it under, 10 minutes and trying to you don't want to go on for 20 minutes like we used to do, right?
Right.
Remember we used to do like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Because we didn't keep track of the time, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, that was not bad, but, I'm trying to, trying to keep it steady here.
Right.
And,
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, guys. So that's a little
yeah.
Weird, but
that helps a lot. So,
I am feeling like I do question myself sometimes when people tell me that. Like, am I? And then I conclude like, no, I'm not. I'm not so cuny, straight and I. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird to me how that gets people questioned.
Right. Well, I don't think it's very, very sudden to me too.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I feel you are like a bit like you know, not only this, like in every situation, when it ends, you end, right? You go or like you leave, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess you are that kind of guy. So end it, then end it.
True.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Yeah. It's a characteristic.
Yeah. And that helps a lot to keep it. 10 minutes, which is now.
Which is already 10 minutes and 41 seconds. All
right. Yeah, so. Yeah,
okay. Right, so there you go. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.